Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest at NeoCon 2011 in Chicago is Valerie Ottaviano, who is the product development creative person at Bentley Prince Street. Valerie, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Congratulations. We just got the Best of NeoCon report, and it says that you guys won a Broadloom Gold for your silver screen collection. Tell us a little bit about that collection.
Well, I'm so excited, you know, to actually have taken gold. And the silver screen collection consists of three qualities: So Vintage, Flashing Lights, and Oscar Worthy. And they all celebrate the heritage of Hollywood. The color lines are expansive. They're all piece dye, and they really play to our forte. I don't know if you saw them, but there's a bright purple, bright pink, bright teal. And I think that's probably what made the judges select it for gold.
Well, I got to tell you, sometimes when I see these things and I see who's won, I'm scratching my head. But this one definitely looks like it belongs on the top shelf. I mean, it's got, I guess you used your ColorPoint machine that you just bought. So it's got that random high-low, the control of being able to put almost every yarn at a different height. And it's got this metallic accent. It's just really plush. And it looks like what you normally see from Bentley Prince Street. So congratulations on that. Let's talk a little bit about, it is a piece dyed nylon, right?
It is. It's piece dyed. The entire collection. So I think really it plays to Bentley Prince Street's strengths, and that's what people expect of us. You know, not only was it a luxurious look, and they really are at 26 ounces. So it's a luxurious look, it's priced well, it has a lot of handcrafted, hand tufted look. Very elegant looking, but the color lines are really, the way it's taking color is amazing. And with the Infinity machine, you know, there's so much you can do with the pile heights. So even though a yarn may be planted several times, you know, it might be like sheared in this spot, it's a little bit lower in that one, it's loop in the other area. I mean, it's just an amazing machine. That machine and these yarns, like, and the piece dye process, it's all coming together to make it award winning.
One of the neat things about it is, you know, we're seeing face weights go down just because the nylon, it's very expensive, and yet this looks super plush. So you've done a great job. I don't know if it's sleight of hand, but it looks like it's very dense.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, one of the funny things was I think the judges that came through really couldn't believe it. I mean, we're showcasing them in frames on the walls, but, you know, we had the loose samples for them to feel. And that was really like, you know, they can't believe the luxuriousness. Plus the luster, you're able to capture like matte wool look and silky looks and glimmer and all of this all going on in one construction. So I think that's what made it unique.
Well, let's talk about your overriding theme. You have a beautiful space here on the 10th floor, as usual. You have a theme that's kind of the L.A. story about art and fashion and culture. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, we really wanted to celebrate, you know, where we are as a manufacturer in California, and that hark to luxury. The showroom looks like a 1940s Hollywood salon in a movie theater when studios were cranking out big level movies. So we worked with our event planner and to really make the space, and that was one thing that the judge took me aside and said, that the space really did hook up the product. You know, they both went together so well. So in order for a product to even be considered this year for the plan, it had to fall in one of those three buckets: art, fashion, or culture. So every product in here has that theme. The studio idea is really where the silver screen collection went.
All right. Now, you have one other item that's, I think, another one of these ahas. And you know, we've seen changes in shapes. You know, modular was first, it was just square. And then some people came out with rectangles. And now you guys have come out with a new diamond shape. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, that is, there is a pattern pending for that. It is actually clicked in the shape of a diamond. And the really cool thing was, we had a lot of these shapes up at the mill, and I just started loose laying them and started literally just putting them together. And I was like, what does this look like? And came back and realized this kind of looks like origami. So I did some research online, and there is actually a group of origami called modular origami. So when I saw that on Wikipedia, I'm like, that's the inspiration. So basically, when it clicks one piece, you get 5 full tiles and 2 halves. So what you see on the floor is, I literally helped install that. We took YouTube video of me with the installers on Friday. You literally take boxes of tile, throw them out. You don't have to look at the arrows on the back All you have to do is just stop putting pieces together. And so what you see there is a product, a luminaire, for most of the floor, and then I introduce some halves of the product that's a little bit further in the showroom called illuminated linen. So you can introduce it. So it's a really way for the designers to be creative in an entirely new shape.
Well, and actually, you know, this is an audio interview and people can't see it. Some people say designers are worn out with all this random pattern and everything. And I got to tell you, by looking at this and listening to you describe it, it sounds like it might be really outlandish and bold. But, you know, the way you've done it, mixing the grays with the blacks, it's just typical Bentley Prince Street. Everything just seems to match and you're able to do it in these odd shapes, right?
Yes, and I think that the cool thing is everyone thinks that if designers have these crazy ideas or putting in another color, but that entire space, that went in under an hour, probably about 40 minutes. So the randomness gets you speed. So it's not like an outlandish new shape that a designer is doing that the dealer is going to balk at, because you're absolutely using everything. And until we got to the end there, we didn't even have to make any cuts. You take the halves and you go to the walls and you just work at it in quadrants. And then when I stood back, I'm like, I think I want one over there, pulled it up, put in a half. I mean, that was it. So it's like a really beautiful, fun, creative thing. And when I started on Friday, the installers were like, oh, we don't understand what this means, and random. And then by the end, they were laughing. They were like, hey, this is going to put us out of a job. This is going too fast. You know, it's creativity and coolness, but it's not going to be more expensive.
And it may end up being an intellectual property for you. Like you said, there's a patent pending filing for it. All right. Well, listen, Valerie, it's the first day of the show. I know it's too soon to tell. You're up on the 10th floor. Still looks like you've got a lot of traffic in here. I know you need to get back to the people that have come to see you. Thanks for being with us. Again, we've been talking to Valerie Ottaviano at Bentley Prince Street, and you listen to Kempar and Floridaily.net.